Welcome to Cartoon Rewind, the podcast where we take a trip down good old memory lane. And yes, we will be reliving our favorite childhood cartoons, toys, or you know what? Anything that's going to geek us out. Whether it's good or bad, we're going to review it. Of course, I'm your host, Frank, and with me, like always, my two brothers from another mother. We're talking about the walking encyclopedia of cartoons and toys. Let's hear it for D. And of course, the man that I want to be when I grow up. You know I'm talking about really. Now, before we get into today's episode, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and you got to share our videos. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, of course, Apple Podcasts, or you know what? Anywhere you get your podcast. Plus, you ready for this? You can explore more at CartoonRewind.com for exclusive content. And you ready for this? A brand new toy store. That is it. We have our toy store. It is definitely time for you to upgrade your collection. And I can promise you, CartoonRewind.com has exactly what you need. Now, for your daily cartoon fix, because I know you need your daily cartoon fix just like we all do, you got to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Blue Sky. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And Rolly, what's on the agenda for today, buddy?
So today is another one of our specials. I gotta move out of the way so you can see. It's a versus episode.
That's kind of backwards, sir. It says SV, not VS.
That's what it says.
There
you go.
It's our versus episode, take two.
So it is Rolly versus Otley.
Yes.
Because I'm down here. You two are up here. Side by side.
Well, move and see if I can rearrange you guys.
No. It's okay.
Yeah, you're the mediator.
No, I'm good exactly where I'm at.
All right. But yes, it's a versus episode, and this week, this is we've been a while since we've done this, but yeah. So what we do is we get two very similar or same cartoons, so same themes or very where, like we did it, the original Ghostbusters versus the, what's the crappy one's name? Filmation.
Filmation.
Yes.
Yes.
We compared those two. Previously, we also did the Voltron Vehicle Force versus Lion Force.
One second. Tell me you're taking a shot at the Ghostbusters without telling me you're taking a shot at the Ghostbusters.
Filmation Ghostbusters sucks.
There you go. See, that's what I'm talking
Boom.
About.
Boom.
No respect.
Even the toys suck.
No respect.
Even the villain sucked.
Go ahead.
So, week's special episode, we are comparing the 1981 Spider-Man episode versus the 2017 Marvel Spider-Man episode. So we'll compare them as we usually do, find out which one's better, give our very valuable opinion, because I know you guys, that's why you guys are listening, because we are that great.
And I definitely want to add, yes, I know we're all in charge of updating the list for the cartoons, but I definitely have my hands on this one because I am, when it comes to Marvel, I am a big fan of Spider-Man. So I think it's going to be a good one for today.
Yeah, we'll be honest. I just sign off on the checks. I let you do your spreadsheet.
That's it. I'll do it.
And color coordinated. I just go in and like give you a thumbs up.
That's why he's the face.
That's it. And man, I have not seen a 1981 Spider-Man in forever, man. I am dying to see it.
Well, I shouldn't keep you in suspense.
No, I don't think you should, buddy.
Hold on. So we don't do our normal thing. This is just a rush. No. What? When was this recorded? Number one song. We not doing that anymore. Just because I missed the a pre-show
that movie. That was season 10, man. We're on season 15 right now. Come on, man. You know what I mean? Let's go.
No changes. No memo, no nothing like that. But all right, let's go.
Well,
hey, CC'd you on that, buddy.
I mean, you know, Frank's not a big fan of those, you know, go back in time, you know?
No, man, go right ahead, buddy. If that's something that D likes and that's something that you enjoy, guess what? I support you 100%.
Not really. Last time I did it, you went like, oh, really? Oh, you going to steal this from me?
You got any proof of that?
Actually, I have a recording, actually. If you,
do you? Okay. You next. All right, so next week, play it, and you know what? I want to hear the proof. Right. I don't believe you.
For the sake of continuity or normalcy,
it's a word now.
Blah blah. This cartoon, which is we're doing the 1981. This is entitled Spider-Man: The Revenge of the Green Goblin. This is season 1, episode 10 is what we're gonna watch. You should be watching the little preview on my screen. This actually aired November 14th, 1981. So. That was a very long time ago.
Yeah.
That was 43 years, 2 months, and 14 days ago. And you see, I was 5 years old, so I don't know.
I was 10.
I was six.
1981, Frank, wasn't that when you got your driver's license?
Nope. So, I was only 10 years old, man. I was only 10 years old.
So I don't know if I was even watching this in color. And Dwayne was watching it in Spanish.
Yep.
For all we know. For those of you who wonder, the number one song in the U.S. was Private Eyes by Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Second best cover band in the 80s.
Cover band? Oh, man, that's going to lead into a different conversation. And... the number one song in the UK was...
Rick Astley.
No. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic by The Police.
Oh.
Too very good. Magic. Too very good. Look at that. Even Dwayne knows it.
Yes, of course. PBS Night Track.
Even Dwayne knows it. All right. So let's get... Do we get this party started?
Buy our toys.
You know what? Let's say what we always say. Let's make it happen, Captain. Let's go.
All right.
The Daily Bugle. Oh my God, look at Peter Parker, man.
He looks like such an 80s guy.
Bro.
Look at Dr. Doom.
Spider-Man.
Oh my, look, a chunky bad guy. You don't see that very often.
What are you talking about? Rhino.
Rhino is chunky. He's big. He's thick.
He's chunky, he's sir. He is chunky.
Green Goblin. Except for that one series, he's pretty chunky.
See, Mary Jane didn't have red hair. She had black hair.
That wasn't Mary Jane. That was the chick from the Daily Bugle, the receptionist.
Oh, the one he tried to sleep with.
Yeah, it's the Tobey Maguire one, but she shot him down.
Yes.
Wasn't she like...
I think she also shot him down in the cartoon, too.
Wasn't she like 10
years old? I wouldn't be surprised.
She was 10 years old.
Ooh, the one where he was in high school.
Yes.
Spectacular Spider-Man. Yes, she did.
She was 10 years older than him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, why is Osborn with handcuffs?
I don't know. This is the worst train conductor. He just smashed right into that.
Can't even see.
I know, right?
He's like, I think I can make it if I go fast enough.
He was the same dude who piloted the Titanic.
or his relative. And that's his ancient relative. But hey, bro, did you see the way Osborn fell?
Yeah, you saw that? He's the only one that flew off from the train, though.
But the crazy part about it was
like frame after frame after frame. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Really bad.
Did you notice Osborn had waves?
Oh, is that?
Oh, yeah, bro. He's part black.
No, he's not.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, like 2%.
That's 4% with those waves in his head. Why are we in England? I just need to know why are we in England.
I don't know.
I don't think that was England, man.
Yeah, it is. That was Big Ben.
It looked like
was Big that Big Ben?
It did look like Big Ben, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I don't think it's Big Ben. He's not going to do it. Why is he going to England? No, man. He's in New York.
Where did this woman come from? Aunt May. Where did Aunt May come from? She wasn't there before. The door.
Well, that's because he's at the house.
There was nobody at the door.
That's Mary Jane, dude. That's Mary.
Yes, no, that's not Mary Jane. That's the chick from the Daily Bugle. Because Mary Jane is a redhead.
I need closed captions. That's what I need. Yeah.
We don't need closed captions. We have an amazing imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But just for you, for hearing.
My God, everything's about Dwayne today.
I just need to know who it is. That's all.
I'm telling you, it's the chick from the Daily Bugle.
So,
see, now we're too busy reading.
Betty.
What?
Trying to figure out if it's going to say
Betty. Okay.
It's her name or not.
It's Betty. It's Betty. You can turn it off.
Oh, it's too late now. Back in. What? So where does Betty work at?
The Daily Bugle.
Okay. Damn.
Cojones.
Why are you guys yelling?
He's yelling.
I am not yelling. I just need for you to hear me because you're all the way in Atlanta.
Great. Now you gave away his location.
Man, for real.
No, okay. Wait. For first off, he's not even in Atlanta. I just said Atlanta.
Wait until ICE comes to get you now.
they'll come after you more than me.
You were born in an island. I was born here in the U.S.
Well,
I'm trying to do his thing. He'll be doing this while in handcuffs. You know what I mean?
You can turn off the closed captions now.
All right, fine.
Thank you.
No problem. I aim to please.
I love how the goblin just
appeared,
casually went inside the building and just glided in.
There's no smoke for the glider.
Oh, shit, there's two of them.
It's a costume party.
Yes. There's three of them.
Oh, which one's the real one? Oh, that's got to be the real one.
The one with the strings?
Oh, no. On strings. He's on strings.
Yes.
Oh yeah, bro. They forgot to erase the strings on this thing.
No, it's supposed to be a decoration. No, a decoration.
The guy wasn't moving. Oh.
No.
There's the real.
Oh, she's supposed to be I Dream of Jeannie.
No, yep. she's just a regular Jeannie.
No, she's
I Dream of Jeannie was she dressed her dress her outfit was pink.
Yes. Yeah, but copyright. They couldn't copyright it, so they just made a different color.
Thank you, D. I was just about to say the same thing. It's because of copyright, bro.
No, Spider-Man just broke an entry. Oh, he can fix the door.
Dang, of we had course, it's perfect. He's Spider-Man.
He needs a second job as a welder.
I love how he did the Scooby-Doo stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why
I wonder if he made the noise. And why he's got to be so exaggerated to put on his mask.
He folded it. He should have came as Spider-Man that's like, forget about being a jester. There's a cat? Black cat?
Yeah, I wasn't digging that jester outfit, man. I was like, come on, Peter. You're a freaking nerd. People pick on you. Man, you're just missing a pocket protector. You know what I mean? Come on.
That's what they do. Look at Superman.
No, Superman never had a pocket protector, man. He just had glasses.
In school, he did. Why is he Why is he carrying around his costume?
Stick it to the wall. Is he still carrying around the costume?
Yes.
Holy shit, he is.
Let's stick it to the wall.
Wipe it on the wall. Oh, no, because he has to return it. There it is. I bet you anything he has to return it. If not, he gets charged. And you know he's broke like you, D. So he's got to be careful.
Really? Like me? Okay. I see this. I see what kind of temperature we're on today.
You know, I'm just kidding, buddy.
I see what kind of temperature we're on today.
Everybody here knows you got more money than Rolando and I put together.
Man. That's a lie.
That's true.
Is that the real Green Goblin?
No, that's an actor. since when does Green Goblin have this power?
No, he's got that gun. It's a gun.
And is his glider super quiet? Because...
Well, first things first. Look how he just... There's no smoke inside there with all that damn fire and everything. And here comes this freaking helmet that he's going to wear. Because I remember this episode.
Oh, because you were like 20 when it came out.
Exactly.
I was 10. I was 10.
You can't be 10.
Show me your face.
He got exposed. He knows who he is.
My thing is, what happened to spider senses here?
And also, what's he doing with the head of that robot from Doctor Who? Battle of the Planets.
Battle of the Planets. Oh, I don't know that. I don't know Battle of the Planets that well.
Wasn't that the robot from Battle of the Planets? The one that was underwater?
Talking about Dr. Hell?
No.
I don't know.
What is
this, like a memory thing?
I think it's a memory thing, bro.
Hey, don't you wish I kept the closed caption on?
I like our imagination better. And look, why is he... Bro, he needs to start taking care of himself.
You saw those wrinkles, right? Those crow's feet?
Yeah, man.
Is he telling the future? Because he's going to jail?
No. I think he's seen his past. Because it showed you how he became the goblin. That's a memory machine. I'm telling you.
Doctor Who, sorry.
So he knows now that Green Goblin is his best friend's dad?
I think so.
Well, this is the future.
This has to be the... Now it has to be the future. Oh my god, did he just combust? Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The Grinch is angry.
Boy, he still got waves. It's a shocker.
Well, you want to have waves in jail, right? Keep people away from you. This is the path.
There's the train.
Yes.
Now watch how he flies. Look at that.
Right away. The only one that flew off the train.
The ragdoll effects on this cartoon for when he got thrown off was horrible, man. Horrible.
Spider-Man just left there.
I know, just look at him. Come on, do something. Get up. You're not paralyzed anymore because you're not glowing.
And how did this lady know he was in there?
Mm-hmm. Now he's going to run away? Mm-hmm. Air pollution? Noise pollution?
Big time, dude.
And where was the Spidey sense? Where was the Spidey sense this whole time?
Oh, yeah, his Peter tingle wasn't working.
Not a Peter tingle.
Like, don't come in here, I'm naked. And she's like, it's okay, I have no problem seeing you naked.
I don't mind.
Yeah?
I've always wanted to see a real man.
No, I'm pooping.
So why not?
I'm going to the restroom. Stop it.
I'm pooping on a desk.
Dude, is he still paralyzed?
And how long does it take to turn the knob, though? Now he permanently blinded her.
I know, right?
Jerk. Pull your mask down. You can move your hair.
No, but I love how the webbing wraps around the handle.
Yeah, you can grab. Well, that's it's all in the.
It wraps around instead of like sticking to it. You know what I mean? It literally wraps around it like 2 or 3 times.
It's in the flick of a switch. It's on the wrist.
It's on the wrist. Yeah. Like that. Ah, there's Peter in his costume, all nice and saved.
I think Betty just made out with the bear over there, that animal was.
No, I'm surprised. I'm surprised she can still see with that damn light.
Yeah, well, somebody's not getting lucky tonight.
Nope. Daily Bugle. Oh, there's the goblin. He's going to sneak in from the top.
Needs a rope. Who carries a rope?
It's not rope. It's a ladder. It's one of those rope ladder things.
And where is he tied it to?
The question is where did he get it?
Yeah, well, how long is it, too? It keeps on dropping more and more.
Bro, that gun has multiple use.
What did the gun do?
It sprayed like something on the newspaper. On the printing paper. Maybe it's like a poison or something that's gonna make people paralyzed if they touch it and they read it.
Probably.
When they're reading it.
That'd be great. That'd be great if it made them. If it made him paralyzed from reading it, just by spraying it.
Right?
But wait, when he shot it, it looked like it was a spray. Instead of like a laser.
Well, no, I think that's what I was supposed to do. I'll be a spray.
His Peter Tingle is going off.
No, it's not going off, but he is sliding. He's going down the rope.
He went over there just to fix a chair.
Well, you can't have an unorganized warehouse, bro, where the villain's at. You gotta put shit where it belongs.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna capture you, but before I do, let me clean up a little bit.
Exactly.
And he knew exactly where he kept the...
Maybe in this episode, the paralyzed thing gave him x-ray vision. Aww.
In the future.
There's Peter graduating. There's Aunt May still alive.
What's he doing there? That didn't look right at all.
Oh, no. It looked like they were doing some kind of humping.
Yeah.
Look, he got so shocked the damn thing popped out. That helmet thing popped out.
Air pollution.
But did you notice the acrobatics of Spider-Man? That shit was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Bro, that thing is hot, dude. Let go of it.
Right. We need to work. The animation, I'm thinking on the next one, the next episode is better.
Oh, 100%, but this is still good.
Look, here's the humping that we saw. So it was the future.
Yeah, there's the hopping.
Why is he humping?
Here's the hopping right there, and then he throws him out.
See, if Tony Stark made him the suit, he would have a parachute.
Can he make a parachute from the webbing?
He could. He did that on a previous episode.
Yeah.
Let's see if he does it now.
Why is he following horizontal instead of vertical?
Well, that was vertical.
And I thought this in 81, he didn't have, oh no, he does have the webbings under his arm. There he goes, he's gliding.
Those are glides?
And he glided right into the water.
I was going to say, is that falling with gracefully?
he was gliding because I saw the webbings under his arms. And now look, a cop's going to give him a freaking ticket for loitering. I'm telling you, Peter has no respect. I mean, Spider-Man gets no respect, man.
He does not.
Is he mailing money?
He's not supposed to
mail money. Cash?
I was told you're not supposed to mail money.
Remember when that was a thing back in the days?
Mailing or money? Which one?
Mailing money, cash.
Ooh. See, every time I hear Aunt May, this is who I think of.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Whoa.
Ah, it disintegrates. That's what the spray was for. Look, it's all over his shoes, too, his Pepetti loafers.
And in the 80s, where else were they going to get their news from?
Definitely not their smartphones.
No. What do you think?
See? Told you she works at the Daily Planet.
Mary Jane works at Daily Planet?
Not Daily Planet, the Bugle. The Daily Bugle. Look at that shit.
Oh, Bumblebee.
Look, it's Bumblebee.
Got it first.
You did.
So, sometimes I wish I had sound. I'm trying to see what the purpose of the Green Goblin doing this.
To ruin the Daily Bugle. Plus, it's Jameson. He's such a jerk. See? He's gloating.
Look how smug he is.
Yeah. That's a true villain right there, man. That's a true villain. Look at him, dumbass. You know, if I would have fallen like that, me hanging out to something like that, that's just bullshit. I would have been falling.
Thank God. But the good news is that he works in one of the tallest buildings in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You should be pretty easy to follow. Oh, let's just all stand. This thing can take a lot of weight.
Instead of putting him down, he keeps holding on to Jameson like if it was his costume to go after freaking the goblin. Really?
And I like the way the goblin rises his air thing like this. Like he had a handle. Like if he had handles, but he doesn't.
Oh my God, that's true. And look, he's yelling. He's making sure you can hear me.
Is he saying Peter Parker is Spider-Man?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, he crashed right into the gas tank.
And does he forget?
You know what? That's I don't know.
I think so.
And did Spider-Man just like jump right over all that?
Over, yeah. Like a hot potato.
You know what? I think D is right. I think he forgot.
And he just Spider-Man just walked straight into the fire.
No, right through it, bro. Like if it was nothing. Oh, yeah. Osborn has a hairline.
He has waves.
He does got waves, buddy. I'm telling you, he's like 4% black.
He should be increasing.
He forgot what he's saying.
He's saying, like, who's that guy?
Yeah. He completely forgot everything. And now look at him. He's still throwing a fit. He's still throwing a fit. JJ, he's still throwing a fit. Oh, no. Plus, I hate that freaking mustache, man. I've always hated that mustache.
You and every Jewish person in the world.
Jesus. Like, if I was in that cartoon, I'd be like while he's sleeping, I'll shave it off.
Why would you be sleeping with him?
No, while he's sleeping.
Okay, but if he's sleeping...
into his house.
Oh, I thought maybe you know.
I snuck into his house.
Gotcha. I thought maybe you like like a sleepover or something.
Don't make nothing into something.
Oh, you got some
a little kitty cat. He's trying to get some like, butane, so he gave some butane. All right.
That is for making you blind. Aww. All right. Well, that was our first half of our cartoon versus episode.
Yes, it was.
And Do we have any feelings about it? Do we reserve everything for the after the next one?
I can tell you.
You can tell me what? What was all that about?
Even though, because I was trying to stop myself because we should wait, but I really want to say this. Even though it was done in 81, and obviously the graphics nowadays are like 30 times much better, I still think it holds up, man. I think it still holds up. Yeah. So let's see the next one, buddy. Let's see the next one.
All right. So the next one is Symbiote.
2017, right?
Yeah, it's Marvel Spider-Man. Episode 1. Sorry, season 1, episode 8. It's called Symbiotic Relationship.
Ooh, I bet you it has something to do with Venom.
So, yes. So, let's see here. So, this aired. Where's my September 15th, 2017? That was a long time ago. This was 7 years, 4 months, and 13 days ago.
So, nice. What was the number one song?
Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Look What You Made Me Do. I can sing that one.
Yeah, no.
And
the
number
isn't she the one that sang Wrecking Ball or something like that?
No, that's Miley Cyrus. Don't get the Swifties mad with us. And the number one song in Europe?
Come
a chameleon.
Boy George.
It's come a chameleon. Chameleon.
Is it? I thought it was chameleon.
No, it's chameleon. It's French.
I always thought it was chameleon.
You can sing whatever you want.
Thank you, D. Thank you. This is why you're my bestie for today.
All right. I was ready for to say Rick Astley, but fine, since he didn't say it. It's Too Good at Goodbyes by Sam Smith.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, you don't listen to any music from this century?
You don't know who Sam Smith is? My God, man.
Honestly, no, I don't. I barely listen to music, man. Like in the car, I'll have music on, but it's always on the same radio station.
Okay. And it's none of his music from this generation.
I've heard a few, but no.
All right.
Let's go. Marvel Spider-Man.
Okay, I need you to give me the command.
All right, let's make it happen, Captain.
Yeah, graphics.
Man, the graphics already are so freaking upgraded.
Well, this one's HD at least.
Why do they have on Spider-Man?
Because they're robbing a bank, dude. They don't want people to see them, see their faces. And I love the porn mustache. The guy with the
hat. And they're robbing a bank at night? What bank is open at night?
No, they broke into it and they robbed it.
So you guys remember the first time you saw the black suit?
I remember Secret Wars number 8. I had it.
But pretty badass when he came out with that black suit, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I like about this series, I think it was this series, you start noticing the black suit taking over and changing his personality little by little.
Just like in a Tobey Maguire movie.
Yeah, but that one was horrible, dude. That one was horrible.
In this cartoon, he doesn't start dancing?
No, thank God.
No. 1996 one was better. But 1999.
The swinging definitely got better. The definition on Spider-Man definitely much better. Oh, I remember this Peter Parker.
I don't remember this Aunt May. Funny how the They get young. Aunt May gets younger and younger.
She does, buddy. She does. And then in the one with Holland, she gets fine as hell.
So, well, she's a little bit outside. She's too old for you, though. I think she's like in her 50s, so.
Who?
Aunt May.
If we're talking about whatchamacallit, my cousin Vinny Aunt May, it's all right.
That is your cousin. Yes, I'm talking about her.
Spider-Man. Even the swinging, man, the improvements in the swinging. And look, Spider-Man versus all the freaking AIM troopers. Bam.
Yeah, no. Again, animation's got a lot better. In
a lot, 30, man.
30-something years.
And they started incorporating so much more of the Marvel Universe in the cartoons than they did back then. Because I remember that 81, I believe it was, when they had a special guest of the X-Men.
Yeah.
I think it was the 81. Dude, I freaked out. What? Fucking X-Men.
Well, no, the 70s one also had some. In the 70s.
Was it?
Yeah, they had some. They had like a Professor Xavier was there, Juggernaut. You also had a Wolverine. They're pretty
okay.
Pretty, but not the characters we think in our mind though. It's pretty. They're pretty way off, and it's pretty.
Well, you saw the Lizard, dude. Freaking hawk pants. They're all ripped on the legs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A black shirt, the lab coat. You know what I mean?
He's a lot more tech-heavy.
Yes, and I love this new Vulture. This version of the Vulture, I like. Which is the way it should be. Freaking tech. That's why I was a big fan of Michael Keaton when he played the Vulture.
Yeah.
They tied that in perfectly, man.
Yeah, well, too bad we're never going to see him again.
Yeah.
What, D? Are you having technical difficulties? I just see me and Frank talking. Looks like you have little microphone problems. That sucks. Frank, can you also do D's commentary at the same time?
Damn. Spider-Man all black like that? He's racist.
I think you're racist just for that comment. I take it back. Wow. I apologize. I want to apologize to you, D, and everybody else listening. There he is.
Is that Osborne?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Osborne.
Yep. And now Peter, see how Peter's
changed? Osborne looks so different.
Yeah, his dad's not black. His dad's more Asian.
He's
at 2%, but 2% Asian too. See, now he's all Spider-Man already out cool.
I don't know. Spider-Man is Peter's the shit right now, man. He's wearing that black suit. It's giving him confidence. It's messing with him emotionally. You know what I mean? It's changing his characteristics, everything. Look at him. Showing off his powers. He don't care. Boom. 2 points.
But this guy only has one hand.
Oh, wait. Here comes Osborne. Let's see.
Isn't that Dr. Connors?
I think so.
Well, no. He has two arms, so it can't be.
Well, I can't see the other arm.
I can see it.
No, you can't. There it
see?
Is.
See? Bam. Told you. Don't question me again.
Or is this the Falcon? Because he said, "Don't get your feathers." Yep, it's a Falcon. Vulture, sorry, not Falcon, Vulture.
Yeah, I was gonna say no, that's the Vulture,
different flying guy. My bad.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
See, Norman looks a little more Asian.
Yes, definitely not 2% black. He has no waves.
But does have a good jaw, though.
He does. He does. He's got that superhero jaw. You know what I mean?
So, I think Vulture got a little upset about the whole jail, taking him to jail, trying to get him in jail.
Mm-hmm. Of course. He's probably pissed that he lost to Spider-Man again. There it is. There's the suit.
Add more color to it. Did he add more color? That's what you need. That's why you're not winning. You don't have enough color.
Wait, is that Osborn?
What's Norman's son's name?
Oh no. That's not Osborn. That's just a student from the school.
Well, no, that's what's his name's son. That's the Vulture's son.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Is that Mary Jane?
Yeah, he becomes that kid right there becomes Miles Morales. No, he becomes another Spider-Man later on.
No, I think he's just making that up.
No, he does. He does. Look at him. Peace out. I'm done. Actually, they all become some sort of spiders.
Oh, yeah? Yes, I'm remembering this character now.
Even the chicks. Yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Gwen.
Gwen Stacy is the blonde, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Been a while.
Wait a minute. Why are you sneaking around? You're the Vulture, man. Anybody tries to stop you, just freaking punch them. There you go.
Uh-oh.
They work together.
Doesn't matter, man. Ooh, look how quick that suit came on.
How quickly he got there, too. I thought he was, like, downstairs. Or different.
Well, no. Well, the symbiote suit's... he's faster now, too. And stronger.
Faster than the elevator?
Look at that.
Oh, punch him.
You see that?
This guy.
And the only reason why he stopped was because the teacher told him to.
And the teacher took him. That's what you get.
Exactly. See?
He barely punched him.
And then he drops his ass. See? And even the webbing so much better on this one. Look at that. Even the professor noticed there's something different about Spider-Man.
Yeah, because he's different.
Your audio is going in and out, Rolly, just to let you know. Oscorp.
I thought he knew who he was.
What happened, buddy?
I thought he knew who the Vulture was.
I don't know if he does. But, dude, those are some big-ass vents, huh?
I still like the 1993 one better than this one.
Is that the MTV one?
No, the one from Fox Kids.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The one with the Spidey Slayers.
Yep.
Yes, that's a good one too, buddy. That's a good one. That's the one that they showed him getting married with MJ, and then she ended up being a clone.
Yep. Water.
Yep.
She was made of water.
But they never shared with us what happened because the series stopped. You know how they did the X-Men 97? They should do something like that with that Spider-Man.
She was in another dimension. Madam Web showed her where she was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, so they finished the story?
No. They didn't finish. He was supposed to go after her.
The remember when they went to the world with the number of Spideys?
Yeah.
After that fight, he went with Madam Web to find her.
Right. And that's where he finished. It was like, I know you're out there. I'm gonna come get you.
But yeah, and they just stopped, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. They should do a Spider-Man like they did an X-Men 97. They should do something like that with that Spider-Man. And I'm really looking forward to this neighborhood, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man on Disney Plus. I'm looking forward
today.
To it big time. Yeah.
It started today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know I'm not going to watch it until there's at least 5 out.
We'll watch it as soon as we finish.
The Vulture was the kid.
His son.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. A lot of the villains here are kids. That was a big theme for this one here. For this series. I remember now. Come on. Self-fix. Nope. There you go.
Why is he wearing a Spider-Man suit underneath his...
Right?
Now he realizes he's not in control. Trying to take it off.
Uh-oh. Look at him. Oh. He had to cover his mouth and say, no.
See, where's the Spider-Man suit now?
Yeah.
Found an error. I'm not as smart as Spider-Man, but, you know, why would you cover yourself in an alien goo? You know?
Because it enhances powers. I mean, look at that. Bam.
Again, but you should know that's never going to be a good thing.
Yeah, but you don't know. Maybe it's a friendly symbiote.
It's not friendly.
Alien. He doesn't know. Plus, the power's addicting. He's addicted to the power. But now he realized that he's changed so much. He's like, no, I can't. Because with great power comes great responsibility.
Okay, Uncle Ben.
Ben Parker.
Oh, now you just punch yourself.
Rest in peace. Oh my God, he was punching himself.
What the thing you couldn't hear there was the symbiote Venom was saying, "Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
Why are you hitting yourself?"
Did you just break a window in Aunt May's house?
He did. There you go. The suit's like, nope, you're going this way. Bro, that symbiote's like, no, man, you're mine. That symbiote's giving me some stalker vibes, man.
Right, of course.
Some red flags right here.
I need a girl like that.
Sorry to interrupt, Spider-Man.
You gonna do the voice acting now too?
I could change my voice around.
You look a lot older. The kid looks a lot older in the suit.
Right? Oh, no, he's half red and blue, and there we go.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. The Vulture was so rough with you.
No, you don't have to go to the voice. You don't have
but
to
I need your help.
You don't have to do the voice reach. It was a joke.
But I wanted to do the little stuck-up, snooty, Caucasian Osborne voice.
You're not any of those, so it's hard for you to...
What happened?
You're not any of those. So it's kind of hard for you to recreate it.
I think I did a good job of it.
Yes, you did.
Thank you, D. Thank you.
I'm not liking this whole thing.
Man, you're being negative and D's being positive. What's going on here?
I don't know. I'm going to worry myself.
I know. These already backed me up like three times.
I know. It makes me feel very uncomfortable.
As it should. As it should.
This guy's enjoying.
Oh, he is.
I don't know, man. I like the vibe in 81. I'm going to tell you this right now. Kids, the kids nowadays don't have it as good as we did.
No. Very true. This one wasn't that bad. This one wasn't that bad.
They're trying to create a storyline here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, they have to, bro.
Where it makes sense. See, there's a lot of talking, less action.
You know, which was one of my favorite ones? Well, I have a few. But the one I liked the most was the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Really? Spider-Man is amazing. I like Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
That was a good one, too. Don't get me wrong.
Let's see, now he's done. They're attacking him so you can study him.
Yep.
And he's going to talk.
There's two vultures, dad and the kid.
Father and son combo.
Well, that's a cool ass tablet / Ghostbuster reading.
It says it comes out next year.
What happened?
That comes out next year. The Apple Ghost Watcher. That's what it's called. And look at the ghost trap.
And look, a ghost trap. You missed it, a ghost trap. So he's got the Ghostbusters reading on a tablet, and he has his own ghost trap.
And yes, a lot of crossovers.
Product.
Yeah, there it is, man. Okay, so that's the father, and the other, the one with the lighter. The one with the green wings is the father.
Yes. And the other one orange is the son. The orange is
the son.
Yeah.
The Ghostbuster thing got the symbiote. But Spider-Man said, nope, mine.
Yep. And these two cancel each other out.
Yep, of course.
The original smart Spider-Man.
Now, if you were Spider-Man, would you open to put the symbiote back on, or would you leave it in there?
I would leave it in there. He couldn't take it off.
Yeah, no, I would put it back on.
Of course you would.
You would. Yeah, I can see that. Because with more power comes more responsibility.
And then after the power, you get the money. After the money, you get the woman. That's it.
Okay. Okay, Tony Montana.
I'll be my own Scarface, man.
the world be yours.
The world is mine.
So does this guy know he's Spider-Man?
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But I love his D'Artagnan mustache and goatee, though. I was always a fan of it. Always a fan.
Yeah, because you wanted to grow. You should shave your beard and just leave that. I think, first of all, outside the cartoon, I think you would look great with handlebar mustache.
No, I can't pull it off, buddy. I can't pull it off.
I say try.
No.
So this is like, hey, you can't participate in your dream assignment, but you can hang out.
Yep, that's it.
Why? Because he didn't turn in your work? Oh, because he stole it, right? Is that what it is?
No, because he didn't want to show him he had the symbiote.
Mm-hmm.
He was studying the symbiote for our project for the stock expo.
Mm-hmm. Because that's a special school for the gifted.
For the mentally challenged?
For the gifted. I said gifted.
Okay.
Oh, no. So this will be a school I would not be attending. All right, so we saw both. We saw the 1981 version and then the one, what is it, 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Over 30 years later. Yeah, does the rating system still apply in the Versus episode?
Yes, it does. Yes, okay. It does.
All right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. When we get to give it two different ratings or the same one, you never know. It all depends, right?
Yeah.
So our rating system goes as follows. And here we go. It's a three-tier category. We got Rewind, which is a good rewatch value for the episode and for the series. We also have Fast Forward, which means you didn't like the episode, but you would watch others in the series, so you can definitely make up your mind. And then we have Eject, which means it is terrible. Freaking, let's skip it. I won't even rewind it to bring it back to Blockbusters. I just, nope, I'm out of here.
You would return it unrewind?
I would.
You would not be kind and rewind.
I would not be kind and rewind, buddy. I would not. That's how bad it is. That's how bad it is. All right, so who wants to go first?
All right, I can go first. So,
okay.
For 81, I would give it a rewind. All right, I enjoyed it. Obviously, takes me back to my childhood. I even though I couldn't hear the words on this one, I can still pretty much assume what I heard. So, it was a fun watch. For the 2017, the Marvel, I would give that also a rewind, mainly because I don't remember it that well. But okay. I can see it being enjoyable, a good rewatch, so I would give it a rewind. Now, comparing the two, the original, the 81, is what I would lean towards and I would rather watch of the two, though.
Okay. Got you. D, how about you, buddy? What you got?
81. Jeff.
You're ejecting 81?
No, it's not an eject.
Not oh, an eject. Not.
Not, okay.
Not an eject. But it's also not a rewind.
Really?
Yeah. I need another episode to see if I can grasp it, because it defied the laws of gravity a lot of places and it didn't make any sense. Why not put your suit up before you go into the thing and
well, it came in handy. The fact they didn't do that came in handy.
And he's sitting on the floor. He can move his hand up and down, but you can't pull down your mask. You have to turn on the light, turn off the light, go change. Ah, man. So, what's the one in the middle again?
That is Fast Forward, buddy.
Okay, I need a Fast Forward on that one. Because I need another episode to sink it in. Now, for 97? Oh, 2017. That's another one I want to fast forward on because he's doing the kind of the same things.
Really?
I get it. Really? I need a fast forward on that one. Comparing 81 versus 17, I would give the nod to 17 because of nostalgia.
Okay, I can dig that. I can dig that, buddy. All right. So for me, I'm going to give the 81 definitely a rewind. You know what I mean? Even though it was completely cheesy, right? And the freaking graphics were not as great. For me, it just still holds up. You know what I mean? So I'm going to give that one a rewind. The one from 2017, which is the second one.
Right.
I started thinking about that one little by little. I'm sorry. I started remembering, I should say, little by little, more parts of it. I enjoyed the series, but I was never a real big fan of it. Like, I enjoyed the way they redeveloped the characters, like the Vulture, the Rhino, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But it never really stuck with me where I would say, you know what? I would buy the freaking DVDs. You know what I mean? Or the HD version of it. I wouldn't. While I would with other ones. You know what I mean? Because, but I still enjoyed it, though, because it's Spider-Man.
I think it's because it was a little more kiddie.
I think so. I think so, buddy.
Like they because, made. Because
once I saw all the kids in school.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. I remember they turned into Spider-Man also. You know what I mean? And a lot of them were with gadgets, and it just started coming back. You know what I mean? So for me, for that one, I would still give it a rewind like you, Rolly. I still would. Good. But I would rather watch the 81 than that one. So for me, the 81 sticks out the most out of these two. That's me.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's pretty much it. So I would say 81 wins the versus battle.
Yeah.
81 wins the versus battle, not by much.
But it does win. But it does win.
Yeah. It does win.
Yes, sir.
Just a reminder for everybody out there that just because it's older doesn't mean that it's no longer any good. So,
exactly.
Not always better.
Tell them, Rolly. Tell them.
Yeah.
Preach it, my brother. Preach it.
All right, Frank.
All right, so I think that's a wrap, right, buddy?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, my cartoon lovers out there, guess what? This is a wrap. So once again, thank you for tuning in. Oh, excuse me. I promise you I could talk. Thank you for tuning in to this amazing rewind episode that we just did. Now, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and please don't forget to share our videos. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And don't forget, we've launched our very own Cartoon Rewind Toy Store. So you can visit CartoonRewind.com and you can level up your collection. Because I promise you, what you need, we will have. And if you want to watch some more craziness of cartoons, right? Because again, we all know how much we love cartoons, right? Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and of course, Blue Sky. So until next time, keep on cartooning. Peace.